Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Do you really own your own mind, or have you inadvertently given it over to someone else? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast will certainly give you something to think about, figuratively as well as otherwise. Owning your own mind is also a function of owning your own thought life. You know, so often we can go into a default mode, let's say even a shut-eye mode or a surrendering mode, where we assume that everything we're told by experts or mentors or leaders are our truths, when that may or may not be the case. I want to start with a story that I heard a long time ago when I was homeschooling our daughter and happened to bring her to a local museum where I heard a great story. We live here on the west coast of Florida, right off of Tampa Bay, where we had an indigenous group known as the Tocobaga Indians. And I happened to hear a great story about what occurred when, for the very first time, European explorers came to the shores of Tampa Bay. As the story goes, the European captain came into Tampa Bay. He was able to look ashore and he noticed that there was a tribal group. So rather than initially bringing the ship to shore, he decided to anchor somewhere out on Tampa Bay where he could get a look at the local indigenous tribe, and they at the same time could get an opportunity to see him, his ship, and those that were upon it. Well, it must have been several days before there was any indication or inclination on Tampa Bay among the Indians that these European explorers actually had come over into Tampa Bay. As it turns out, and again, as the story is told, none of the local Indians happened to even notice that there was a new ship, something they had never seen before, sitting on Tampa Bay. But the tribal leader happened to notice at first that the water somewhere out in Tampa Bay was not behaving as it normally did. Somewhere he looked beyond the water and noticed, maybe upon closer inspection, that the reason for the difference in the water was because there was some new vessel atop of the water. And once that particular tribal leader determined that there was a new vessel, let's say, new form of people on top, he was able to share his vision with the locals. And they too, the entire tribe, were able to see something new. Now, that story could be taken in a number of ways, but here's the interesting thing. How fascinating it is to think and consider that an entire tribe of people that were taught or were very accustomed to looking to the tribal leader for any new concept would not have been able to make that same assessment on their own. Instead, that ship could have been out there for a long time and maybe would have gone completely undetected. Well, things like that oftentimes work within our own minds. We can adopt the ideas of others, those that we consider our quote-unquote tribal leaders or mentors or teachers or experts or authorities. And rather than keeping ourselves alert and being critical enough in our own thinking and assessment and awareness, maybe just surrender our own mind to the thoughts and beliefs of others. You know, very often, it is a good idea to go and make inquiry with the experts. But there's also something that is out there as well. You've probably heard of the very famous quote. It came from Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, who said, If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Now, in the case of Joseph Goebbels, he had some pretty nefarious motivations behind that quote. And unfortunately, as a Nazi propaganda minister and leader, he was using his leadership role to insert and infiltrate certain ideas into the minds of others. So sometimes we can take ideas upon ourselves unknowingly without any form of critical thinking skills. Let me give you some examples. Have you ever brought up in a family where you grew up hearing all kinds of family tales? Maybe it was just one kind of family tale. The tale could be about anything, but because you were around it so often, you adopted that tale, that story, that belief system, or that narrative as if it were your own, even if the belief system and the story itself predated you. Here's another one. Do you work in a corporation where there's a specific culture that you, because you work in it every day, have knowingly adopted as your own? And maybe there may be something within the culture of the corporation that you work in that you're really not in agreement with. There are some other areas, some more ticklish than others, that also show the rub between what happens when we only listen to what's above us and surrender our own thoughts versus really allowing ourselves to think freely. We might be within a particular religious group, a scientific association, a medical association, where we're around a group of peers and there are certain adopted belief systems that somehow, if we look upon them a little bit more closely, may say to ourselves, something here either doesn't feel right or is causing me to question it. And maybe we never have. Lastly, I want to offer the idea of political party affiliations. So often, we may grow up a certain way and believe we're a member of a political party because maybe our family was, or all of our friends or our peer group were. And yet, we tend to adopt a lot of ideas of the leadership, some of which may change over time for good reason or for bad, and never take a few minutes to say, wait a minute. Do I really believe this as mine? And is this my belief? Or have I just heard it so frequently? And have I adopted as my own, even though it really isn't? Well, why don't you consider taking a few moments during your day today, or perhaps at the end of your today? Ask yourself where you've been. Was there ever a place where you thought, you know, something here just doesn't sit right, or I feel like there's another question that needs to be asked. Maybe there's a little bit more critical thinking, a little more researching you have to do on your side. Maybe sometimes you've heard the same story told over and over again and thought, something just doesn't seem logical to me. Well, why not take a few moments, ask a question, do some research, find another point of view, put the pieces of your puzzle together anew and afresh, and see if all the beliefs that you've been carrying about that idea in your head actually do belong to you, or maybe it's time to clean out your attic. Well, I hope today has been helpful, instructive, and will also enable you to feel a little bit more confident, more convicted in your belief systems, a little bit more free in your intellectual belief system, and a little bit more at ease because you took a little bit of time to go into your mind and decide whether or not those thoughts belong to you or someone merely inserted them for you. Well, that's been my thought for today. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.